You have a quote this week?
No, I don't.
I actually like that. We should start doing that.
I did too.
Yeah, I was like fucking, I accidentally clicked on something on IMDb and I read that and I was like, oh, that's fucking sweet, man.
Like so little feedback from last week's show.
I know, man. I noticed the same thing, man. It's crazy.
Yeah. Do you guys like
dude, the fucking intro movie. I was pissing myself.
Yeah.
That was so perfect. I fucking burst out laughing whenever I started listening to it. I was like, oh my God, that's going to happen like 5 times on this.
Yeah, I went and found that little sound. I mean, it wasn't, it was kind of hard to get perfect, but I thought it was decent.
I listened to the thing on the Horrorcast too. You actually put the gong in there.
Wait, what?
Oh, I actually forgot to listen to that.
Did you put the gong into the when we did the
No, announcement? I didn't. I didn't even listen back to it.
That's actually funny because there's actually a gong in like before we announced the winner.
Oh, really?
How did it play? Did it sound shitty?
No, it sounded good.
Yeah.
It's shit. Yeah. I saw the post.
Did they clap in or did they leave it in there?
No, the clapping's in there.
Okay. I told them to cut it out if they wanted, because I didn't know if they were like if they were gonna put something in between it. That's why they told me to put a pause. I didn't think of it until afterwards.
That's funny. Yeah, I saw them post that, and I was gonna listen. I completely forgot. I wanted to check it out.
Was it cool?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I gotta re-listen to a few of them. I just was trying to hear us first, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because I was like, how do I sound saying John Goodman?
That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, it's even funnier now because now that I've seen the movie, it actually makes a little more sense. So, I hadn't seen the fucking movie when we were presenting it, so.
Oh, yeah. That's true, huh?
Yeah, and then I watched it, like, right after. By chance, not even, you know, it was just kind of coincidental, but.
Yeah. That's pretty fucking. Actually, you know what, dude? I need to grab a pop filter. I keep forgetting to. I never bought one. I just manufactured a sock.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
A coat hanger, but like, it's kind of worn out, and I was listening back. I don't think it's working that good. So, somebody remind me to buy a pop filter.
Yeah, you can get them like really cheap, actually.
Yeah, there's
I'm
one
using
for, like,
the one
$8 on Amazon.
I never bought the one actually for this mic. I just used the one from my vocal booth in my room. I had to kind of rig it on here, but it works fine though.
Yeah, I got mine with my mic. It actually was like attached to like on Amazon, like buy this with this.
Oh yeah. I think actually you could do that with this one too. But I just never did it because I already had one. I was like, this probably would fucking work. So. And it did. I think that's the second person that's mentioned Deodato. We didn't do Deodato this year.
Yeah.
I think we should do Deodato and Lindsay next year
for sure. We'll definitely do Deodato next year. I think for sure we'll do Argento again because there's a lot more films I want to see of his. And then, I don't know. I mean, what do you think? You want to leave
Bruno Mattei?
You want to drop Fulci? Or is there another Fulci in us?
It would be kind of cool, man. Like Argento. Deodato, probably. Yeah, Bruno Mattei would be a fun one to do, actually.
Yeah, we could do Rats, Hell of the Living Dead
films. Even Lindsay. I mean, there's Joe D'Amato. You know who would be cool, man? Is Massimano. He'd be fucking cool.
Dalmo
Massimano, yeah.
Yeah.
That would be a fucking cool show, man. We got a few films.
I don't know any of these people.
With the Night Child, what have you done with your Solange and your daughters?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of different options. I do like bringing back at least one every time. So,
Argento seems to be doing the best this year, so maybe.
Argento, I figure, will do the best every year. I mean, even when we get to some of his not-so-good films, or like his lesser talked about films, I still think he'll do good. Like, I don't know. I'm down to keep Argento until we literally have covered his filmography.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that show's actually not doing too bad on here.
Which one?
Argento.
How's last week's show? I haven't even checked numbers or anything.
Fulci's at like sitting at 399. It's kind of underperforming. I thought, you know, honestly, I thought the Lamberto Bava show would do a little bit better considering it had Demons and Demons 2. Mm-hmm. Pretty, you know, more or less popular titles.
How are they doing on Horrorphilia?
I honestly don't ask Jason that often.
I actually never do. I just always wait for the results.
The only time I ask is if I'm asking for a specific reason or something.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah, maybe the...
I mean, Fauci's not doing too bad, considering...
Well, it's only been up for a few days. Yeah, it'll probably...
Argento's doing fine. 620, yeah. That's pretty good. That's better than Halloween.
Yeah.
And Ruin of Stranger Calls. And Ozploitation. That's our best show since Blair Witch, I think.
The Blair Witch one's doing pretty good, actually, man.
Yeah, Blair Witch did good. Great.
Which actually didn't surprise me. I was kind of expecting... Yeah, it's pushing 900 views. Exploitation.
If I'm not mistaken, dude, I wouldn't even be surprised if Martino doesn't even make the top 10.
Being up so late, yeah.
Yep, because it won't be up till the 30th. But then again, I don't know how many big shows have come out from Horrorphilia this month. It feels like it's been kind of dead besides Exploding Heads crew.
And us, yeah.
Yeah, there's been a few shows, but nothing too explosive, though, I noticed. But I mean, a lot of the other shows on Horrorphilia aren't weekly or even bi. It just seems like they fucking...
Exploding Heads didn't even post their 25th episode yet.
Oh, really?
They do have their 25th episode, which, what was it?
The Maniac. They didn't post it, though.
I wonder how that'll do. We might have fucking tricked them into not doing so well, because Hellraiser would have definitely did bigger numbers.
Oh, for sure, man. For sure. That's actually kind of funny.
That's hilarious. Yeah, man,
Maniac trilogy.
I wonder how these... I hope these... Because I've been sharing them in that Italian Facebook group that we're a part of, Moods.
Well, put it this way, man. The Three Mothers trilogy has to do better than the Maniac Cop trilogy. Come on.
Question. When are we going to record... the Christmas episode, or the end of the year episode?
Fuck, I don't know.
Because the first falls on a Sunday this year.
Yeah.
January 1st.
So does Christmas. But we won't actually be doing a show that Sunday, I don't think.
I won't be able to do one on that Sunday.
Well, I mean, like, we wouldn't even if it wasn't Christmas.
We're going to record it the week before. We're then...
doing the 18th, and it'll post on the 21st.
Yeah. So record the Christmas show on the 18th.
So are we skipping both of those weeks and then doing our show on the 8th of January?
Might as well.
Yeah.
I think that's when we posted the year-end show last year.
Yeah, it was like
I know. Exploding Heads, they're recording theirs in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I was talking to Brandon, and he's like, yeah, we're going to get it out super early, because he was really trying to stuff in the rest of the films. And I was like, holy fuck, dude, why are you guys recording so early?
I mean, it does benefit from doing it earlier. The earlier, the better, because you like when you post it later, less...
Well, that's why, because of their Christmas show. That's why they're doing that. Mm-hmm.
This gives me a chance, because I actually ordered a few films that I wanted to check
honestly,
out.
Honestly, it's better for me, because I only have about 50 watched myself, and I wanted to squeeze in another 30.
I ordered a few of the theater ones from the Black Friday. I got Lights Out and what's the other one there? I grabbed... what the fuck's the other film I grabbed? I can't even think of the top of my...
Did you see Masks yet, JP?
Oh, Conjuring.
I'm about half hour into it, but I'm just going to restart it, because I did that like literally over a month ago.
Okay.
I didn't get that third one, though. They didn't send me that third one.
The Wolfenstein? The Frankenstein?
Wolfenstein?
Yeah.
You get it, Derek?
I bought mine.
Oh, okay.
I don't get Cult and Rogue War.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bought it too.
All right. Well, let's get this show going. Because like I said, I have to be done by 11 tonight.
Sweet.
My pap gets off at 11. This is the only week I have to do this because the Civic has a flat tire. But this is the only week I have to go get him. It'll be fixed by next week.
Okay.
He gets off at 11, and I was like, yeah, I'll be there, but I'm not even leaving. I assume we'll not be done before 11, so I'm just going to leave at 11.
Okay. Ooh! Scratch my nose and fuck this up 12 times. God, that was a fucking mess last week. Jesus Christ.
Oh, it made for a great intro, though.
Just, I can't believe I hadn't fucked up in so many weeks, and I just saved all the fuck-ups for one show, I think.
Mm-hmm. It's the way it goes, man, right?
And it's episode 95, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes.
Just making sure, because I tend to say the wrong episode sometimes, too. That's common. Done that a million times in my videos. All right.
Let's do this. Yes, y'all, it's going down right now. Episode 95 of the 22 Shots of Moods and Horror podcast is coming at you live. I am your host, the Italian Stallion Giovanni Stallone, also known as Moods the Maestro. And we have the legitimate adopted son of Ben Roethlisberger in the house, Double Shot J, also known as JP. And of course, we have the quack and Boston Ripper Brando back in the sound studio, also known as Derek. What's going on, homies?
What's up, man?
Yo, what up?
Look at that. First time, no fuck-ups this week. That wasn't bad. I'm proud of myself. So what's going on, guys? How was your week?
Not bad. It was. You know what, man? I totally forgot. It was Black Friday / Thanksgiving. You want to know something about Thanksgiving, listeners?
Oh yeah, American Thanksgiving. That's right.
I think that this was our third Thanksgiving recording this show, and for the last two or three, we've had a Thanksgiving show planned, not including this one. We didn't do that for this because, actually, not this year or last year because we had Italian Horror, but the year before that.
Yeah.
And the year before that, I think. When did we start? We started in November, I believe. It might have just been the 1 year that we planned it. Who knows? I'm fucking dumb, guys. Don't listen to me. But the idea was to do Thanksgiving on Canadian Thanksgiving, and then to do Thanksgiving 3 on American Thanksgiving because they're
pretty close.
Like, how far are they apart?
About a month.
And we never did it, and then we came up with Italian Horror Month, and you know the rest is history. But it's funny because I remember specifically watching Thanksgiving for that 1 year and not doing it.
I completely forgot about that, man.
Yeah, there's been tons of shows that we planned that have never happened. Like I know one that was really
so
big
many.
Was the Invasion of the Body Snatchers, like. Four films, like we had the four different versions of Invasion of the Body Snatchers. I actually even watched the first one in preparation, and then I was going on to the second one, and then
that's right.
Hey, remember when before I was on the show, I made that joke to you about it's going to be an OG versus remake versus remake versus remake.
Yeah. But yeah. So it was Black Friday it's Black Friday is on Thanksgiving, which is a Thursday pretty much. Mm-hmm. I mean, Black Friday itself is I went to Walmart for Black Friday.
Oh my God. It was so hectic,
man. It's never too bad out here. You know what I mean? It's fucking annoying and stuff, but I got there really late and like people were already had like all of the good stuff and like people were actually leaving. Like when I left, like the parking lot was actually like nowhere near as full as it was, but I ended up going over to the DVD section, which they fucking tricked me because 2 years in a row they had it over by the produce. And this year they had it all the way back by the milk, which is the other opposite end of the food section. And I was looking around
for Why are the DVDs in the food section anyways?
They do things weird out here, man. Like they I think just because like space wise, that is always the biggest. Unless a new gaming system has come out, that's always the biggest section that people go to. They need to just split up the games and DVDs because most people are there for the games anyway. And so I get in this long-ass line. It was a half-hour wait in this line. The first year I did it, I was just able to cut line because there wasn't, like, that much security or anything. This year they had, like, cops, and last year they had cops, too. But I went through there, and it was just pitiful, dude. There was nothing there. They had American Horror Story, all the seasons on DVD for $10 each, which I was tempted. But a couple years ago during a, like, Fox Connect sale, I grabbed the first season on Blu-ray, and it would be really annoying to me to have
the first season on Blu-ray. Your OCD kicked in and was like, I can't buy the rest.
But I can never find any of the seasons under, like, $25. It's insane with that show.
They're expensive. They are expensive, man.
Yeah, they are.
So I passed on those. There was this – oh, my God. There was this guy and his wife, dude, who were standing right at the beginning of where the DVDs start, and they were stand. I was like, oh, I'll just wait in line as they go through. You know, we'll take our turn to each little section. And they were standing there forever. I was just so frustrated that they were standing there so long that I just walked in ahead of him. And, like, then he tried to, like, move up, and I was like, no, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is bull. Like, you already stood there for that long. Now I'm going ahead of you. And I ended up just grabbing Krampus because that's one of the things, which we'll talk about in a second. That's one of the Christmas choices for our viewer's choice show coming up here. And that was like $3 or $4 on DVD. I was bummed that I didn't get the Blu-ray because today the Blu-ray was only $5 on Amazon. So I'm mad about that.
Yeah.
Mad about that. And then I grabbed The Witch for $6 on Blu-ray, which is a good deal. That's a good deal. I need to rewatch that for the year-end show. And the only other thing that I grabbed, because there was nothing, I grabbed Dragon Ball Season 1.
Wow. That's random.
And that was it, man. It was so depressing. Shit. I wasted all that time for nothing. I wanted to get... I was going to get some, like, Christmas shopping done and stuff. I didn't see anything for anybody. It was just a complete waste of time. So how was your Black Friday?
Well, I was – oh, my God. It was absolutely insane, man. For the people that don't know out there, I work for Pure Later, so I obviously deliver. Well, of course, Walmart is actually on one of my regular – it was part of my route. And I had to go out there and deliver, and not only, you know, to – you know, to the back. I had to go in the front because I got a delivery lotto in there. It was a fucking madhouse, dude. Like, this whole area, there's like probably like 50 business kind of in the strip mall thing. And I had like a shitload of deliveries to do in there. And it was the worst shit I've ever seen in my life. The traffic was just through intersections and people were like up on curbs and no one could go anywhere and shit. I'm like, and then this big fucking one ton truck. And I'm like, this is the stupidest shit ever. And Walmart was just like, it was like an absolute zoo in there. And I was like, oh, yeah. You know, I was contemplating on going to Walmart yesterday, which I actually did because I actually got out of that whole thing with my life. It was like insane. I thought I was actually going to die because it was just so crazy up there. I've never seen – like Black Friday is usually nuts, but this was the most insane thing I've ever seen.
It was like that South Park episode.
Yeah, it was like they were giving away free shit, man. People were just like driving over curbs and shit, like trying to get to these sales. I'm like, what are the big sales here, man? It's crazy. So ultimately, I didn't go out on Black Friday besides my 12 hours of fucking deliveries. But yesterday, I decided that I was like, you know, I'm going to go check out Walmart and see what I can find in there. I didn't really find a whole lot of shit. Pretty much everything was just ravaged through. But I found a couple really shitty, you know, those shittier Krampus films for like a couple bucks in there.
And like the low budget ones.
Yeah. I just grabbed them because I was like, fuck, whatever. I'll check them out. And but no, there was like nothing for sale in there. Like absolutely nothing. I grabbed like the Magnificent Seven box set for like $14 or something like that. And so that was like it, man. You know, Walmart was just like a total bust. Even online, Friday, Black Friday sales and shit. All I got was I picked up some Vinegar Syndrome stuff and a box set from Arrow, and that was it.
Okay,
I
didn't really so what did you guys do for sales then? What did you grab?
Vinegar Syndrome, I actually, before I went to work at 5 in the morning, I actually got up and I was like, okay, I wonder if this Jack Frost lenticular cover sold out. So I got up and I picked up that along with The Undertaker and a few black exploitation films. And I grabbed the Scorpion box set from Arrow, and that was it. That's all I grabbed. So
yeah, I grabbed a few things online. I didn't really go out. I did go to Target before I went to work, though, because it was still open. So I was like, hey, let me see what they had. They didn't really have much, though, there. It was all, like, scattered around with the DVD section. And, yeah, I ordered a few things from Vinegar. I ordered The Undertaker and Jack Frost. Then I hit up Severn just for one title because most of that bundle stuff I already own, so it was kind of like, eh.
Yeah, I kind of figured that was going to happen. I didn't even bother going to the Severn site because of last year's fucking debauchery. Oh, it was ridiculous, man. I think I had, what did I have, like 7 or 8 titles in my cart, and the shipping was $93. And actually, in fact, that happened to me this year, too. I went to the Grindhouse Video sale that they were having. You know how they're having like an Arrow sale and stuff, and yeah. Of course they're having that Unearth is having a big blowout sale too, so like all their stuff is like half price or more than 50% off. So anyways, I put, you know, 6 or 7 titles into my cart, and my total was $36 or something for these DVDs because they were like $5 and stuff. My shipping was $35. And now I've ordered from Grindhouse Video a few times in the past, and the shipping has been really, really good, like really cheap and really efficient, like really fast and stuff. So I was surprised. I'm like, well, that's ridiculous. I'm hoping that their shipping isn't like that all the time now. You know, maybe they just kind of jacked it up for international, but that sucks, man. I mean, I'm not going to pay $35 shipping for the product that I'm paying $35 for. I mean, it just kind of, it defuncts the sale, right? Crazy. I mean, I'm basically paying like full price for this shit. So, plus, you know, conversion and stuff. But I was like, that was a total bust because Dad's had some pretty cool titles in it. Like, they had Nails, which has been out of print for a long time.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Had it in stock and stuff, and I wanted to grab that. And there was a couple other Unearthed titles I needed. But, you know, that's just too bad, man. Very unfortunate. But yeah. Otherwise, that would have been on my sale list, man. I would have. It was another place I was really looking forward to hitting up. But don't know what happened, man. I'm so mad about the shipping. Another crazy shipping story to Canada, of course.
Yeah, I also grabbed that Nurse Jill limited edition Blu-ray from Massacre Video, that 25% off.
Oh my god, you got, have you watched it yet?
No, I didn't order it. It's still, I just ordered it. I didn't actually get a chance to watch it.
I thought you told me that a few days ago. I didn't realize that it was actually part of the sale or whatever, but yeah
that's, yeah, they had all the limited Blu-rays for like 25% off, so I'm like, why not? It's only a dollar more than the actual real, like the standard release.
Yeah, no doubt, right? That's awesome.
Free shipping.
I got, I did look at a few sales, and honestly, dude, this year just, there wasn't that much stuff that was worth it for me. I did actually, and you guys might be surprised, I did actually hit up the Vinegar Syndrome sale and buy the Jack Frost.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man, I don't know. I think that that is one of the best lenticular covers in history of lenticular covers. Like, it is really, really, like, good looking. Like, it definitely
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it pops out, man.
It looks
like
beautiful.
Even, you know how sometimes with, like, lenticular covers, you think, like, oh, like, it's not going to translate on camera. Like, you have to see it in person. Well, that thing translates on camera very well, you know? It's yeah. It really does. It's, you know, it looks fantastic. So I did grab that. The only reason I grabbed that was because, one, you could pay with PayPal. And I had, like, I don't know, like $16 in my PayPal account just from, I think Derek actually sent me some for that VHS or whatever. But
Yeah.
I had some other in there, too. And I was just like, oh, well, like, this isn't that bad then because I'm only adding, like, $8 to it out of my actual bank account, you know? So, I grabbed that. I didn't grab anything else from Vinegar Syndrome.
I was kind of shocked that we all guessed that one slasher film wrong, huh?
What was their slasher
film? Oh, yeah. Well,
it was The Undertaker that they announced. We found
I
out, but
they
we were all
announcing
making
two films.
Yeah, they did. It looks like a porn, the other one.
Yeah, All the Sins of Sodom, I believe, is like a porno. So I was kind of disappointed. I was actually kind of disappointed about the January 2017 package, too, because the October one was fantastic. It had like four horror films, and then it had like that kind of porno box set thing in there, too, which was worth it. I grabbed that because it was, you know, well worth the money. But the January one, man, is Don't Answer the Phone, and it's got the double feature of Blood Mania and Point of Terror on there. But the other three titles are porno. And, you know, usually, I probably wouldn't complain, but I don't find myself trying to go after porno.
Which porno, right? If there's more,
Blue Money. I think there's like Taboo 4.
And yeah, Taboo 4.
Jesus. Yeah. Christ. So how many incest taboo films can you make?
I know, right? There are all these taboo films.
We should do this Taboo franchise. Do for
it.
Taboo,
I think it's one. I think there's like 17 Taboo movies.
Yeah, but anyways, the point is there was like more porn on this one than, you know, horror films. I'm like, I don't know about that. But you couldn't order. This is the point I'm trying to get to. You couldn't order Don't Answer the Phone and the other double feature separately right now.
Yeah.
Available separately. So I was like, shit, man. So I'm going to have to wait that one out.
Somewhere in an alternate universe, some dude's like, yeah, man, it's pretty awesome. They actually have like three pornos in this one and only two horror films. So I decided to go with it. That's a movie in an alternate universe.
It's probably Zach.
But besides that Vinegar Syndrome sale, I hit up Barnes & Noble. I just grabbed one title, and I think it came to like $21, which I thought was fair, but apparently one of my friends at work told me that they seen this title on Amazon yesterday for $15. Now, I don't know if that's true, because I did not see anybody post this.
You're talking about Return of Living Dead 3.
All the best run titles? Looked, man. They weren't that cheap. Unless it was a glitch on there for a minute, because I've seen that happen before, and then prices have changed.
Well, I actually picked mine up from Barnes & Noble's, too.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I checked today multiple times, and it started out at $25 in the morning. It dropped down to $20, up to $23, back to, like, $21 for Return of Living Dead 3 on Amazon.com.
It's like, what the hell's going on, man? It's so crazy.
Hold on, of course, second, guys.